Cruising down the street, I wonder where this road would lead. So many possibilities. Care to share what you think? Oh, noodles, what do you see? Backroad Odyssey.
Van Life Diaries. Loneliness on the road. Welcome to Van Life Diaries. My name is Noah. It's just me, you, my dog Noodles, and a microphone today. No edits, no script. We'll be discussing my experience with loneliness on the road, when it happens, and what I do to make it better. At the end, we'll take listener questions. I'm going to grab a drink, if you're in a position to do so as well. Go and grab one, and let's hang out. Feelings of loneliness can surface anywhere, especially when you're on the road. Living in a van, you meet a bunch of people, nice people, great people, but you're never in a place long enough to form a lasting connection, in my experience at least. Especially, I'll add, the first 6 months in my van without my dog Noodles. I found that the most intense feelings of loneliness would come when I stopped moving. I think Rob Lowe's character in Parks and Rec has a great quote. He says, "If I keep my body moving and my mind occupied at all times, I will avoid falling into a bottomless pit of despair." And that's a great quote. I can definitely relate. I'd have 2 interviews in a day, a 4-hour drive, and a long editing session. But when all of that was done, I'd be by myself on my bed with my thoughts in whatever parking lot I was at that night, a Cracker Barrel, a Walmart, wherever. Then I just get up and do the same thing the next day. It's that old saying, if a tree falls and no one hears it, did it really fall? And I think humans have a very intense desire to share experiences with others. And sharing on social media, which is what I was doing, just doesn't cut it. It really doesn't. You need a physical presence with you, experiencing it with you. So I'd lay in my bed, wherever I was at, and a single question would always surface in my mind. Why am I pursuing this in the first place if I can't share it properly with anyone? And I want to be clear, this isn't to say that I didn't cherish every second of traveling and I was grateful even to have the opportunity to do this in the first place. But I had to deal with this feeling that I was having. How do I make this better? How do I feel not so alone? So it ended up coming down to 3 main ways that I dealt with this feeling of loneliness, despair, sadness. First, and maybe most obvious, I got a dog. I got that physical presence. I got Noodles last August, which was 10 months after traveling solo, and it fundamentally changed my perception of being on the road. To have someone, something to take care of, firstly, takes your mind off of all of the bad things, keeps you busy, and rather than filling up every day with editing and interviews, we would go on hikes, go to a dog park, go to a dog-friendly brewery. It kept me busy. She's also super funny. She'll wake me up in the morning to look out of our bedroom window, often to the surprise of our neighbors, like 2 feet away in whatever parking lot we're at. Second, I didn't move as fast. I think it's very common, especially when somebody starts van life, to think they have to be everywhere at once. This kind of newfound freedom can simply be overwhelming. And I definitely, absolutely was one of these people. I wouldn't spend more than 2 days in a place. And not only did this prevent me from making deeper connections, it's also freaking exhausting after a bit. You can't really embrace wherever you're at, and you're always driving. And that's really, really, really not a sustainable way to live your life. Once I slowed down, I met more people. I connected with the locations I was at, and I felt more welcome because once you get used to your surroundings, you feel less disconnected from wherever you're at. Finally, I spent less time on social media. You know, when you're sitting down on your phone, looking at all these other van accounts where people are constantly connecting with friends, hiking these crazy routes, and always seemed happy. It genuinely made me question if I was doing this thing right, because I wasn't doing those things and I wasn't feeling that way. But the truth is, accounts on Instagram are largely kind of constructed highlight reels. And to compare yourself to anyone based upon these reels or images won't leave anybody feeling good. So instead, I would go out with noodles, I'd read a book, I'd do something else. All of these methods ended up helping me tremendously. I still feel lonely sometimes, but it's much, much more sparse, which is a good thing.
The weird dichotomy of looking out at the lake, knowing what ended up happening. The water is very still, the mountains are beautiful, the sky is clear, but it's almost like nothing had happened here.
This was Noodles and I circling Donner Lake. Afterwards, we spent a night at a rest area. Far and away my least favorite place to stay, I'd say. And I just felt off. Maybe it was researching cannibals for hours at a time. That's probably what it was, but I didn't feel great. Afterwards, though, we got some sleep, went for a long hike the next day. I turned off my phone and felt much, much better.
Greg is a local Savannah bar crawl tour guide. After meeting him on one of his famous bar crawl tours, I decided to reach out for a drink.
This clip is from my other podcast, The Beer Nomad. About a year ago, I didn't have noodles yet. This is perhaps the lowest I've felt, but I had just done an interview with a bar tour guide in Savannah, Georgia. He's fantastic, really nice guy, but I wasn't doing well. My girlfriend and I had just broken up. I really was wondering why I was doing what I was doing, questioning the choices that I made. So I had to do something about it. I decided to, which is a rarity for me, book a hotel and relax. Or treat myself, as it were. For a day, I just laid on a hotel bed and hung out, got some sleep. I didn't feel absolutely better the next day, but I definitely was in a better space. But that's another important point I want to make, is that you can't expect to feel incredible immediately if you're in a bad place. It takes repetition, effort, and time. All I'm trying to say is this. If you feel lonely, you're not alone. There are ways you can help yourself out of however you're feeling. And like anything else, it never lasts. In a positive way, not a negative way. Things get better. And there are things you can do. Maybe get a doggo. Don't move so fast. Put down your phone. That's what I do. We're going to wrap this up with listener questions, starting with any UFO sightings on your travels. Not at the moment. Not at the moment. But that's not to say that it couldn't happen in the future. And actually, I'd love to do an episode, and there might be one on the way, about areas that you have increased reports of UFO sightings. I think that's endlessly fascinating to kind of look into that and see why it happens, when it happens, etc. But no, I haven't personally. How is your beer podcast and Backroad Odyssey related? That's a good question. I think at each of the show's core, it's about exploring your surroundings. It's about finding people, finding stories, finding events that are off the beaten path and making them interesting, doing the research. And once you do, either for a brewery or a location, it becomes a much more interesting world to live in. That's the commonality between the two, I would say, and what keeps me going. Do you ever get tired of driving? I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. So for the most part, no, but sometimes, yeah. And depending on where I'm at in the country, it can get a little tiresome, especially when drivers are super aggressive and not great drivers. And yeah, that can get a little monotonous for sure. I won't name names for sections of the country. No enemies here. Does Noodles ever get cramped in your van? I'm not gonna lie, sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's not a lot of space, especially when it's raining and we can't go outside. I feel tremendously bad about that on rainy days, but we make it outside anytime we can, and we go for walks and hikes, and we spend more time outside than in the van. It's more for work and sleeping. She lives a very, very active lifestyle, for sure. Do you ever run out of power? There's a period, yeah. Yeah, where my battery was doing some weird things and I had to get that fixed, but I have a solar system. So, not really, especially when I'm in sunnier areas. But if it gets cloudy, sometimes my batteries don't perform as well, but generally, it's been good for me. Yeah, and I have a generator, too. Whenever I leave the van to go get groceries or whatever, I turn it on, make sure the temp is good for noodles, and charges the battery. Lastly, how do I get into van life? This goes back to something I was saying earlier in the episode. There are many, many, many great things about van life. And if you really are interested in pursuing this lifestyle, reach out to me. I'll talk to you on end about it, genuinely. But don't see a highlight reel and think that that is how it's going to be all the time. There's definite downs to the lifestyle. So if you're considering living out of a van, do the research. Make sure it's something you really, really would find sustainable. And go for it. But have a plan. And know that it's something you want to do. Again, reach out to me through my Instagram. Would love to have a deeper conversation with you about that. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for listening to Backroad Odyssey. The Downer Party, One Wrong Turn Part 2, comes out next episode. It won't always be as depressing, but just like life, it has its ebbs and flows of loneliness, happiness, and whatever. So there might be a very happy episode after the Downer Party episodes. If you'd like to have one of your questions featured on Van Life Diaries, reach out through my Instagram at Backroads Odyssey. Otherwise, that is it for this week. Where to next? Backroad Odyssey.